nation has.
There are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline.
Greed.
In the dollar.
For lack of a better word.
Late rally on Wall Street.
Too big to fail.
Grow the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner, along with Troy Harmon, chartered financial analyst.
And head of the research department.
That's right. And Dr. Gene Hensler.
Yes,
PhD. I'm here.
PhD, that's it.
What do they call that?
Piled hip deep. That's correct. We've got all the titles that we need. And
does that mean we know what we're talking about?
No.
Okay.
You know, don't
we,
that.
We got initials though. We got more than Vanna.
That's right.
We got more than what?
The Vanna.
Ironman. Jesus. Moving on.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the broad economic picture. Should we start off when you talk about the market and talk about interest rates, that sort of stuff like that? I see chain store sales were up 0.2%.
Yep.
And growth was 2.1. But that's not very healthy, is it?
No, it's not. It's pretty modest, below the average year to date. We also had some information out of ISM Manufacturing, which was really
which was good.
Positive.
That's
yeah.
really quite surprising. I don't know why I should say that because I know that the confidence indexes are declining. And
right.
You
yeah.
know.
Not much to be confident in at the moment. As far as GDP growth driver, that manufacturing index is actually one of the bigger positives. It did inch up from 55.7 to 56.2.
The big deal is it's above 50, and that means
exactly.
that we've got growth.
Yeah, it's expansionary, right.
And what was impressive was the new orders were above 60, which is a pretty important part of that survey. So
exactly.
that's a positive. There was a modest advance in refinancing activities.
Right, yeah.
Because interest rates fell a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. It actually hasn't. It hasn't been a huge benefit at the moment. I think, as we were talking earlier, you know, the confidence is holding it down. It's kind of a wet blanket on everything at the moment, but it's hopefully short-lived. Then we had the ADP jobs report. It was pretty negative. This is the one that precedes the government.
And we may not
numbers.
Get a government one because those people have got the week off.
Yeah, with pay.
Or maybe the month.
Exactly.
I hope 6 months off.
Yeah. Break our hearts. And the bad thing is August numbers were also revised lower from 176,000 jobs created down to 159. So still kind of not getting much in the way of good news out of the employment situation.
Well, not enough to eat into unemployment. The only
right.
reason, it's staying about the same. The only way the only thing that's keeping the unemployment rate where it is the number of people dropping out of the job market.
Right.
That's
yeah.
really
participation
been
rate.
Yeah.
We need about 225,000 jobs a month to maintain the status quo. So, yeah, we haven't been getting that. Then we had more jobless claims. This is a weekly number, so there's a lot of volatility, and it rose about 1,000. It's really not a whole lot to talk about there, like I say, since it is so volatile. But ISM Services Index did not follow suit with the manufacturing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it fell from 58.6 down to 54.4.
Doesn't banking have a lot to do in that area?
Well, yeah, it's a big portion of that report.
Yeah, finance. So
right.
I mean, I that wouldn't surprise me too much given that the home loans, refinancing, and that area, at least of the finance areas, always slows down when school starts.
Right, yeah. Business activity, though, did kick up from 50, where it's, you know, like you were talking, 50 is a neutral. We're not growing or shrinking, but it kicked up to 57.5 on the month as well. So a positive. I mean, we'll take it. And then we got into interest rates, you know.
Well, with the shutdown, that means is that I guess the argument is every week or month or whatever it is that the government is shut down takes about 0.1.
Yeah, a week.
Right.
Week.
It's
takes
one
about
0.1
off of the growth rate.
Right.
So then there's less pressure, and then its interest rates will be better, et cetera,
right.
et cetera. The other side effect of that is typically, we were mentioning that it's not down here, but that when you have they're shut down, what happens is that the dollar loses value relative to the other currencies
right.
in the world. So I think the shutdown will be over by the time we go to Paris next year, Bill. So we'll
sure
be back up there.
Yeah.
That I'm sure is true.
And the market for the week was down
0.68,
I think.
Yeah, less than a percent, but 0.68.
But, hey, the big picture – S&P for the year, 17.8.
Right, almost 18%. That's huge. And then we did have some company-specific information come out. Paychex had a 1 cent beat on their earnings, rose 6%. Basically, human resources segment of their business was the big plus.
Yeah,
there.
Paychex is the same kind of thing as that ADP. I think we use ADP to do payroll bill. Isn't that
right.
what we do and stuff like that? They take care of all the filings of all that sort of stuff.
Correct.
And so they're probably for a good measure of smaller companies.
Right.
Yeah, kind of stuff. And so any sign that's going on there is usually pretty good because it shows that well, maybe things are getting too complicated for most people, but anyhow, there's some activity there. Any kind of growth in those kind of businesses is good for now. And if interest rates would rise, it's even better because those people have a little bit of cash that the companies are paying in before they end up paying the government withholding and stuff.
Yep.
So that would be good for them. Walgreens was up, but that's not a surprise because remember they were closed, weren't they? And they lost their
deal with. It was what is the name of that company?
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah,
how soon we forget?
Soon forget.
But whatever it was, whoever
it hurt
was the big wholesaler type kind of deals.
Exactly.
They got in a spat.
Express Scripts, right?
Yeah. So they picked up the business. They've recaptured some of it. But not all of it because it's sort of sticky once people leave.
Yeah, it was up 86% relative to the same period last year, but it still missed by about 3 cents. So all things considered, it was a positive. Walgreens was up 4.5% on the news.
It's been up a lot this year.
Right.
So if you own Walgreens, and I think we do in one of our portfolios.
Yeah, we do.
It's been a good year for you relative to CVS. We own CVS too, don't we?
Yes.
In another portfolio. So that's a sector that's been doing well in this economy.
Yeah.
Constellation Brands, high earnings. I mean, you know, when you're depressed and everything's slowing down, and they tell me that the congressmen and the senators are drinking heavily in Washington. So,
so
that would be a good sign.
They're driving it alone. Is that it?
Yes.
Well, it really is. I mean, Grupo Modelo's U.S. business, their beer business, actually was a huge positive in that report. Shares.
What is Grupo Modelo's? What beers are those?
I think Modelo. I think it's the that brand.
You mean they don't have any other beers?
I couldn't tell you straight up.
Bill? Bill's not a beer drinker either.
I can tell you about vodka.
That's right.
Tell you all about Coca-Cola.
They've got we always have Troy along. He gets an extra mulligan in our tournaments because he's a designated driver.
Right. Not with the golf club, by the way.
Yeah,
it's only in the cart.
It's surprising that in this business we have a significant number of people who don't drink. I've never understood it. It's the only thing that's gotten me through all these years, Troy.
hopefully our lack of drinking doesn't worry you so much that you drink more.
No, it doesn't want
to. It's hard to drink more.
Just
kidding.
It's like
just
extra
kidding.
Breathing.
I think the big news that we're talking elephant in the room is the closing of the government, which for many people like myself, is probably a pretty good thing. I love that Obama administration wouldn't use what they used last time, non-essential people. They won't use that anymore.
Yeah,
because
it's
80% of the government is non-essential.
Well, Gene, you run this business. How many people that you hire are non-essential?
I think most of the people are essential in this business.
That's usually
some days he feels differently about me, of course. But that's
No, but well, I'm serious. We don't have any non-essential people. If we don't need them, they're gone.
That's right. That's the way. That's the way corporations are. It's not. It's significantly different than the government.
Wouldn't you be? If you were with any other operation, you'd be concerned if you were described as non-essential.
Right.
But in the government, that's something to be proud of.
Get those extra days
somehow
off.
They'll still get paid, though.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back with your questions and, more important, our answers.
Absolutely. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.